Do you guys hear about this stuff though? Like in the because maybe I'm not too close to it, but like the rock industry or the you know, alternative, like,
oh, you talk about like different genres?
Yeah, different genres, like the level of abuse and these type of scandals. Like, you never hear about this shit.
Are you up to date with the Puff Daddy scandals?
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
I see it on stuff on Instagram.
Yeah,
on
that's
stuff.
Basically where I get my news, too.
Stuff.
On stuff. Instagram.
That's where I'm getting my news. Don't
like,
worry.
I'm in it, but I'm not in it.
It's okay. You're scrolling.
Like, I'm subconsciously aware. Consciously. I don't know.
Like, basically.
Like, I'm sorry. Can I address the elephant in the room? What was that? Is that like a time bomb? What's going on?
Oh, he didn't say when he showed it.
Oh, yeah.
I was in the loo.
No, I'm doing a timer because now the podcasts are going like crazy. So at least now I have an idea of how long the pod is going.
That is
he's
so
putting
cute.
he's putting restraints on us, shackles.
Shackling look at us being all
organized
and organized.
Oh God,
this is a new leaf.
So you were saying? Let's get back to the.
So what were we talking about?
Sean P. Diddy Combs, brother love
P. Diddy.
So what? What do you want to say about it? What are your thoughts?
Epstein? Yeah, is that what they're calling it?
Yeah, I feel like
he's the second coming of R. Kelly.
Well, it was the Epstein thing. It's yeah, the same Epstein. Like,
because he has a lot of videos.
Because he has videos of people and yeah.
That's why he got raided.
Huh?
That's why he got raided in all three.
Yeah, and they said, because he didn't get arrested, they said that the rumor was that they used the raids to destroy some of the videos and stuff like that.
Probably.
Like, of some powerful people, but I'm like.
Prince Harry.
Huh?
Apparently,
no,
Prince
but wait. The Prince Harry was on the list because he went to his parties.
Yeah,
He went to
P. Diddy parties.
Oh, yeah.
But everybody did. Everybody wanted to go on that party, on those parties.
Mm-hmm. Not everybody. There's been a lot of people who always said, I'm not going anywhere near
it's
that guy.
It's the after parties that's the issue. And
a lot of people might have gone blindly, you know, like, oh, it's an after party. And like, oh, my God. What
oh,
the
it's
fuck
an after party.
Oh, my God, I'm here. It's
yeah, the one that's missing right now is Jay-Z, 50 Cent, man. I love that guy.
Oh, 50 Cent.
He put him on a milk cart.
50 Cent is a problem, though.
His baby mom's was on the list.
Yep. Not just on the list. They said, exactly. But she just actually wrote some shit that sounds really damaging towards 50 right now, too.
How so?
Basically, she was just saying how, you know, like everything is a joke to you, blah, blah, blah. As you said, you act as if you're like, you know, this perfect person, but you actually, you know, assaulted me.
Oh.
You know, on multiple occasions and all stuff like that. So it's like.
So she's airing out her daughter.
She's trying to air out her shit with him now because he.
Anything for views,
50,
man.
50 doesn't care about anybody, you know, like indiscriminate.
No, but the thing is, if he did something, why didn't she just sue him like everybody else?
And that's what people were saying. Like, why?
Because there would be.
But for her, it's because of their son.
Of views, right?
Well, the thing is, she said. Well, for their son, apparently, you know, like they said she protected him or whatever.
And now she's not.
And now she's mentioning.
Now she's not because he's attacking her. And how about, she's like, how would you feel if our son, you know, like basically, you know, our son is seeing this type of stuff and blah, blah, blah. And yeah,
kind of like to protect herself. And
yeah, of course. 100%.
Her reputation.
Like, but, you know, if he assaulted her, then.
But she's an escort.
That's. What?
Well, you know.
So how is she fixing her reputation? By
we don't know.
But that's what's
whatever's
being told,
left of it.
Right? Because
yeah,
of the
she
whole,
was on payroll.
Yeah, payroll.
But she didn't approach that rumor.
She said it was a lie.
Ah, she did say
yeah,
that part.
Yeah,
okay.
Her. She said her lawyers are gonna. They're gonna because this all came from this one guy.
I don't know
if he's a rapper.
Producer.
Or what. Yeah,
music
I would say yeah, Lil Rod or something.
Yeah, Lil Rod. Exactly.
So that's where all of this is coming from.
So do you know how all this Pandora box opened?
Cassie, right?
Cassie.
What's that?
But all this started because of Cassie. And why did Cassie do what she did? It was because of the new law in New York.
Yeah, because it was about to expire, right?
It was about to expire that you could not sue or you could not put, you know, civilly attack anybody after a certain amount of time.
I think it was 20 years. I think
10
it was
years.
10 years. Okay.
10 years.
And because the law was expiring, if you didn't press charges before that date... So what happened was Cassie came in maybe a month before it expired.
So one thing I just what was she waiting on? What do you think she was gonna do it at a later time or like I didn't understand.
Interesting.
The thing is, most people are speculating that she was trying to accumulate more proof because she had that one video that she was on the floor and it's very damaging.
Did you see the video?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see it.
But it's a short video where he's abusing her. She's under a cover on the floor.
Okay.
And he's like literally saying, look at you, how pathetic you are, blah, 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 blah.
Like he's verbally abusing or
but
physically?
But she had bruises and she was beat up.
Apparently she was also like physically abused.
Yeah, there's videos and pictures. There's no videos of him doing it. Oh, shit. It's like the whole Rihanna Chris Brown. We didn't see him do it, but we have the pictures of the aftermath.
Yeah, we did get it. We got the story and everything.
And there's a lot of witnesses about the whole Cassie thing. There was Red something.
Yes,
the other assistant
or whatever. She used to be a writer, I think.
Co-writer and everything with Diddy. And everybody knew Diddy for being very abusive since his TV reality.
When he made them walk like...
20 blocks in New York just to get
pizza.
It was
really long just to get him a slice of a cheesecake or
he went
like
on
that.
A power trip. So they knew. He was saying, oh, he's a genius. He's just a perfectionist, blah, 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 blah.
People always use that excuse. They're eccentric.
And now.
Yeah, I know.
You know, then you make sense of all that fucking Kanye West when he's saying people need Jesus in their life.
Yeah, he was saying Mace that. Left. Remember Mace? Mace.
Shine.
Mace became like, you know, super religious. He went to church. Like after and
loon.
Then shine, like you said, loon. It's true. It's making sense.
You guys make me feel like such a white chick. Like, fuck.
No, it was crazy because it was
so white right now.
A lot of people were making fun about it because they were like, oh, you know, partying and being rich and having this much power made people see like the devil. But now we're finding out. But the rumors with Shine was crazy because him in 1998, if I do remember, he was dating J-Lo at that time.
Yes.
Yes.
That's with the shooting.
The shooting. Yes. And there was the rumor when all the thing happened back then, I remember.
It was Puffy that did it.
Puffy that shot. Yeah. The gun was got in the club by J-Lo. That's when J-Lo was, you know, Jenny of the block.
Jenny from the block.
Hood.
And well, he gave her the name J-Lo.
That's true.
Diddy gave her that name, J-Lo.
So the rumor was it's not Shine that did it, but Shine took the blame for a certain amount of money.
I heard that way back when. Yep.
And now the little Rod, whatever, confirmed the whole thing that Shine got $1 million. That's so not that's, much.
Yeah, but back then, you know, you're a street dude. You know what I'm saying? $1 million bucks.
So he got $1 million to do 10 years in jail.
He did 10 years.
10 years. Oof. And the whole J-Lo thing, it was like, yo, wasn't me. And as simple as that. She was put in
the position. Yeah, that's when she separated herself from him.
Everybody, all of a sudden, split. Jay-Z the first. He was like, I'm out.
Peace.
Yeah, meanwhile, didn't Jay-Z stab, what's his name, Lance Unriviera?
Allegedly.
The guy literally said, Jay-Z stabbed me.
Yeah, and then he threw a phone at a girl. That we have the video.
Throwing a phone at?
Yeah, to the assistant in her face. He just, he got mad.
It was a Nokia?
What?
No,
ouch. No, if that was
Nokia, she would have been dead.
Reconstructive surgery.
So now we're realizing in any industry, there's an abuse of power.
Oh, yeah.
But especially in that specific industry, it's pretty fucked up. It's pretty wild.
Hip-hop?
Like entertainment.
Entertainment
period.
In general?
Hollywood. Yeah.
Entertainment period. Like,
yeah,
and
no,
him,
right.
he overlapped.
I'm traumatized. You know what I watched? I watched the documentary Quiet on Set, The Dark Side
of Nickelodeon.
Kids TV.
Nickelodeon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that one. That one was
wild,
bro.
What's that on Netflix?
Yeah, it's all about these child actors on Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah.
And like all these horror stories.
Oh, it's bad.
I read about it.
Like,
I didn't
see the Josh and Drake. Drake and Josh.
Yeah, Drake Bell.
Like, I didn't, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. I was so traumatized. Like,
I heard
like,
the hours, the abuse, and all.
Yeah.
Is there anything sexual?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of them, he was continuously raped.
Yeah.
Like he was done horrible things, and then the guy got like 16 months in jail, and then that was it. Like, okay, you can go
Yo,
back. Nickelodeon
so
hired
wild.
Three pedophiles without actually knowing they're pedophiles because they don't actually do a check.
Background check.
Yo, what the hell is that?
Wasn't there one of the directors or the producers of one of the shows? The fat guy with the curly hair and the glasses. That's all I
don't
saw.
Know what he looked like, but there was a producer, yes.
There's like Dan Schneider. I don't know. He's a fat guy.
Yeah.
But he wasn't accused of sexually harassing anybody. He was just very, very toxic and scary as fuck. Like, he was very derogatory and, no.
You know the black guy from Saturday Night Live, Keenan?
Yes, he used to be on
that. Yeah, but they interviewed him recently.
All that.
And he was talking about, all that, exactly.
All that, yeah.
And he was just talking, but he was talking about he never experienced it, right?
No, a lot of them didn't. If he liked you, he treated you like gold. But if he didn't like you.
But he's still saying, like, you know what? Like, yo, it's fucked up that all this was happening. And he was saying most of it happened after, I think, he left. But I was wondering, like, if there's like a is there like a race thing as well, right? I don't want to make it sound
apparently there was
bad, but like, were they targeting more like, you know, white, you know, like young white
there's actually a situation.
Children and stuff like that? I don't know. Sometimes I feel like that's, you know, I'm not saying, I'm more like in the entertainment industry, of course, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it just feel like, why do they seem, it's always the same, you could say.
But there's a position of power, image. Right? But there's a position of power here.
And they addressed that actually on that documentary.
Oh, okay. I didn't
see. Yeah, there was a mom, because the parents are allowed to be on set, right?
Right.
So there is this young boy. He's black.
Yeah.
And the mother said the first episode her son's on, does he not have the role where he's basically like this undercover kid selling cookies, aka like he's selling cocaine?
Drugs, yeah.
She's like, seriously, like you had to go and pick my son who's black to do that? Like, and she saw like a bunch of weird things. He got fired.
Oh.
And they say it's because the mother was too problematic. Present? But it's because the mother was like literally sniffing out shit. Like, she's like, yo, this is shady.
And I heard about that a lot, like in the entertainment industry, at least in the 90s, with shows like Family Matters, all this stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like the black parents were always on set and very like hovering.
Very protective.
Yes, very, over the kids.
Honestly, yo, I have to give props to that mom. I was like, wow. Yeah. She said it. She's like, my son hated me for a while. Like, it really ruined the relationship. But now she's like, I saved my son.
Yeah.
I saved my son. Then you got other mothers or fathers or whatever. Their kid is continuously getting raped over their head.
Yeah, because they're thinking about. It sucks, man.
Like, no, but this child grooming is nothing new.
No, of course not.
We can go back to Michael Jackson.
That's what I was thinking about in my head.
And then Buffy with Usher and Bieber. It's with true, the whole story, sleeping in his bed. Yo, the stories with Diddy are crazy.
Yeah, they go far back.
And Usher, it was funny because he went on Howard Stern.
Okay.
And he was talking about when he was a child, he went and lived at Puffy's for a week to feel, you know, get the concept, the feel of celebrity and stardom and shit like that.
Okay.
And Puffy was like, yeah, we used to fight for our Fruit Loops in the morning. And like, it was some weird ass shit.
We fought for... How are we fighting for the Fruit Loops?
I don't know. And he was explaining that they slept in the same bed and blah, blah, blah. But what was the craziest part is Howard Stern's like, would you bring your kids now to it? He's like, hell's the fuck not.
Oh, that's on.
Actual clip, the whole thing. And then there's another clip with Diddy and Bieber. He's like, oh, now
I saw that one. And Bieber was like very.
Because he was like, oh, now you're a celebrity. You don't chill with us anymore. We're not going to fight for the egos and shit. And he's like,
I saw that clip with Bieber. He was like, yo, what the fuck? Yeah,
but they're saying they're groomed in the sense now they will never go against their groomer in a sense.
Well, that's how it usually is, right? The whole Stockholm syndrome type shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I also think they kind of dangle that element of power over them.
Oh yeah,
kind of like,
well yeah,
oh,
yeah,
you want it? I'll ruin you. And then they're like, fuck.
Oh, that's basically what's happening with the whole Diddy thing, right?
Yeah,
now.
Because
like,
now there's tapes. Because
yeah, tapes.
A lot of celebrities.
Yeah, he's hip-hop Epstein, they were saying.
Yeah,
right?
And they're saying, like, he literally did what saw a playbook of Epstein. So they're expecting Diddy
to his mansion,
die soon.
Every room, everywhere, there were hidden cameras.
Yeah. He's going to commit suicide. To commit suicide soon. Because they're making fun of the Epstein thing.
Shit.
Yeah, but he hasn't been arrested yet.
Oh, it's a question of time.
You know?
So. No, it's a walking time bomb. Because what's going to happen is everything, because I was talking, I saw this thing on CNN where this lawyer was like, it's going to take a couple of months, probably by the end of this year.
Can he leave the country during those
times? He still can.
He still can't?
Yeah, he still can.
He can, okay.
No, he can. He's not accused of anything. Now.
They're just allegations.
These are allegations.
He can just go to somewhere where there's no extradite.
Yeah, they were saying that he's getting ready to go to Cap Verde.
Sorry?
They're saying he's
Cap Verde, yeah, for Africa.
Exactly. But the thing is, even if he leaves the country, it's over. He has to move all his money or else he has nothing.
Yeah, for sure. You don't think he has money in different accounts?
I don't think he was prepared for it so quickly.
I feel like when the whole Cassie thing happened, I feel like he probably started preparing himself.
I feel like after the Super Bowl that he realized that it was fucked up.
You know why I say that for the Cassie thing?
Because
as soon as Cassie spoke, like you saw quickly he settled, bro. Like it wasn't even a day. It was like 2 days,
yeah,
tops.
Yeah, but he knew what she knew type of thing.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But the thing is, he has to know once he opened that door and you settled, that means like everyone else who has like a problem
like
with you, they're gunning for you.
Seven people dropped.
As soon as she
went at it. The last 24 hours before the date.
Yeah, yeah.
And then everybody's
crazy.
Like, oh, everybody's coming for the payday. And then.
You saw Suge Knight.
Yeah.
You saw what he wrote?
What was it again?
Suge Knight. Suge Knight basically is saying, like,
he's in jail.
Yeah, I don't know how this nigga could tweet.
No, isn't it? They're like, they have representatives.
Yeah,
no?
They no, but I think, but yeah,
he definitely tweeted himself.
No, he tweeted himself.
Give like, me the damn phone.
No, but I'm just saying, like, he's talking about, because he's saying, like, basically, you know, everything's coming to light, and that, you know, he's bringing back the whole Pac. It was Pac, Biggie. It was Diddy who set up Pac thing, you know. So it's like,
no, it's crazy. But the thing is, where it's getting very
messy.
Yeah, because after
it's already messy.
Every Super Bowl really since Jay-Z's been affiliated to the NFL,
yeah,
he always did an after party. Of the
How is he affiliated with the NFL?
He's the one who was he's in charge of the halftime shows. Yeah, for entertainment of the NFL.
Yeah.
It was a power move that the NFL did after the Kaepernick.
You know, the whole, yeah. Which is weird because Kaepernick didn't benefit anywhere, shape, or form. But
he got a documentary from Netflix and a couple of millions for
Yeah, but me. But, oh, sorry. When I say benefit, meaning like the man just wanted to play again.
Kaepernick, I think he's like 34.
No. P. Diddy. How old is he?
50.
Yeah, he's probably close to 50.
No, he's dead. Past.
I think he's over 50.
Yeah, yeah. Because Jay-Z's 54.
Jay-Z's 54?
Yeah.
J-Lo is in her 50s.
Yeah.
P. Diddy definitely has
to be.
Yeah,
Diddy has to be around 50, the same age as Jay-Z. 54, 53.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah. They're in the 50s. Because I remember when Jay-Z turned 50. And it has to be like 3 or 4 years, easily.
That's messed up.
But then Jay-Z was doing the after party and Diddy wasn't invited.
Yeah, you nailed it. 54.
Yeah. And Jay-Z didn't invite him for the first time.
When? This year?
This year. Mm. So it seems that Diddy did a rant. He's like, yo, where's this party? I want to show up.
No,
and then,
sir.
And then you know what Jay-Z did? He canceled the party.
No.
And then
he didn't cancel
and then,
the party.
He canceled the party. Oh. The party was canceled.
Because Diddy might crash
That's like
it?
Burning your house down because you have a spider in it.
Yeah, like, wait, I'm confused.
No, he burnt.
How much power does this guy?
No, because he probably has a lot of shit and you don't want to be close to him when this whole thing
crumbles
down.
Oh, no, you definitely don't. When this shit starts crumbling, you definitely don't.
You don't want to be close to this. And the thing is, I think like Jay-Z witnessed or maybe was part. Again, I don't know. And he was like, I know what's coming now.
But that's why you had like quite a few rappers were very adamant about not fucking with Diddy.
Yo, Jay-Z was with R. Kelly too, remember?
Huh?
Jay-Z was with R. Kelly too.
Yeah, people forget that. I don't remember. I don't forget it. They had an album together.
Two albums.
Best of Both Worlds 1 and 2?
Yeah, because they got the beef. They never did a video. Then they did a second album. Then he got another beef. And Jay-Z was like, I'm out. He did an album with Linkin Park. And he was like, yo, let me do it with white people.
Yeah, that was dope.
They got no problems. So when people started distancing themselves, Cuba Gooding Jr. is in the deposition of Diddy.
No. I'm not surprised. Cuba Gooding Jr. is a sleazeball.
That's what I heard.
No,
and
he
there's
is.
A picture with him with the little whatever guy, the producer there. Lil Rod.
Yeah.
There's a picture of him like this in that with a red light in a dark room. It was just weird. When he deposited the complaint, he had pictures and videos.
Because you want to know what the fucked up thing is, what they did? Well, this whole Lil Rod guy. Basically, so he was a producer, and Diddy was trying to court him into becoming joining or whatever, and according to Lil Rod, allegedly, right, Diddy was showing him, like, telling him, like, there are many artists. He was trying to basically make him do some, like, you know, some homosexual stuff with him, right, some gay stuff. He was trying, and he was like, you know, there are many of your favorite artists and rappers and stuff like that have engaged in this. It's okay. And he showed him, like, a video of one of his idols, which was Stevie J, the old Stevie J thing.
There was Omarion too in this mix?
Not this one. I think it was Stevie J and like with a white guy at that time. And you're showing a video. Look, your idol is
sucking dick.
is doing that shit. So it's okay if you do. So it was like that's how he kind of
knows how to coax people, eh?
Yeah, that's how they were coaxing people. Yeah. Now, like I said, all this is allegedly, right? So
the videos have been deposited. Like, the videos are there. Now the government are not gonna show them in any way or form until the case is finished to be investigated, because it's Homeland Security that showed up at his house.
Ooh. Yo, you saw how it's wild, bro. Because it was like
helicopters,
the whole shebang. His sons were in handcuffs.
Like, yeah, because they tried to fight the whole thing.
What's wrong with you people? Like,
they're dumb dumbs. They're doing it for the media. And the thing is, even his son was in it
in
on the
what?
List of the little Rod deposition. Saying that he was a witness of one of the parties.
Oh, witness. Okay, yeah, okay.
What's the end game of this? Just money?
What do you mean?
Like, what are they getting from blowing Diddy out of the water?
It's a 2-for-1.
Well, think about the Epstein thing, right?
It's 2-for-1, but it's not the same thing, though.
Okay,
but why?
Because the Epstein, when they sued him, it was just these nobodies. these regular people, because he was taking these girls.
Yeah, because he was taking advantage of the young girls.
The girls, and it was easy to have this overpowerment. I have bigger lawyers and this and that.
Yeah, but meaning like, but the thing is he had a lot of known people on that list.
That had his back.
Yeah, yeah.
But now the problem is because Cassie's a celebrity too.
Well.
Okay. How's she a celebrity? I don't know.
I'm going to say.
I don't know her.
No, but she's known by the public. And she
What public?
The R&B and hip hop industry.
Yeah, but she's really known. Let's be fair. She had one hit song. Well, two hit songs.
Okay, what song
but she was more
she
known
sing?
For being Diddy's girl.
Girl, yeah, yeah.
Yo. Unofficial girl.
But now she's, no, she was official for 10 years.
But you know what I mean? When I say unofficial is because.
Did she have kids with him?
No. No. And keep in mind, Diddy's ex-wife died all of a sudden.
That was another one where people were kind of saying that one was a little fishy, they were saying.
She just died all of a sudden, they were beefing. And she got, I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, they were saying that one was really, really fishy.
So, and you heard about the Kid Cudi car that exploded.
No. What happened with Kid Cudi?
Because when Cassie left Diddy, she went with Kid Cudi.
Oh, to date?
To date.
Oh, okay.
Because he was her best friend through the whole process.
But I remember Ryan Leslie.
I know him.
Remember Ryan Leslie?
Ryan Leslie was her boyfriend before Diddy. Diddy took her from Ryan Leslie.
Oh, shit. That's and he was still making beats for them.
Then they beefed, but Ryan Leslie was like, I'm not fighting the devil. I'm out. Yeah, this was like Devil's Advocate, the hip-hop edition.
Ooh-wee.
You can't go. You remember that movie?
Yeah. The devil, yeah.
You remember the little Latinos in the subway? They're like, I'm going to cut you. And he's like, yo, your wife's getting banged by Eduardo. So you have bigger fish to fry. Diddy was like that too. You come at me, he's like, I got a sex tape with you, blah, 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 blah.
Well, yes.
And I got this.
Blackmail.
And
blackmail,
he's like,
all right,
then I'm out.
Blackmail.
Kid Cudi started dating her. And he was like, oh, you left me for that schmuck and that's a nobody. He's like, I'm going to blow up his car. A week later, the car blew up.
Oh, I did hear that story.
Yeah,
this
he wasn't in the car, but he blew up.
Kid Cudi, yeah, this
then
I
he broke
recall.
Up. Then he broke up.
I wonder why.
He's like, yo,
I mean,
there's no pussy on this planet. Would you,
not worth, not worth it.
Not worth it.
I'll die for you. No, I won't.
I ain't no,
this
BBQ.
Is not so no ride or die. I'll ride and leave. That's yo. It.
But I just want to know what's the point of
yeah, the
so it's
purpose.
A 2-for-1. So first, it's a payday. Okay, but again, don't forget, if they are truly victims.
It's bad.
So it's justice, a payday, and eliminate a bad person.
But do you ever wonder, like,
but there's so many
who's
bad.
The next kingpin? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm always like, okay, you knocked out, let's say, Epstein, fine. But, like,
Weinstein.
Who orchestrated all this to take over and continue this? Because you know it's going to continue.
It's going to continue, for sure.
Yeah, but because...
Same thing with Diddy. I think
they
it's
just
the
get smarter
thing.
And smarter about
yeah,
how to do it.
It's just going
to
be the
but
same
the
thing.
But the thing is, there's always, once in a while, here comes this lawyer that wants to build a reputation.
Oh, yeah.
Or this organization that wants to eliminate him.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, do you actually have real proof? And they're like, yeah, okay, we're going to milk this. And then it goes. And because of the Me Too movement, Hollywood was under
scrutiny.
Yeah. And then they were like, oh, R. Kelly thing was an isolated situation because he was peeing on them. And all the black community was making fun of him. So they're like, okay, Michael Jackson... Till this day, we don't know if it's true.
I was
going to
say, black
true.
People, we is shit sometimes, man. Like, what I mean is a sense of like, yo, we make jokes out of every fucking thing.
But there was a strong.
That's how we survived.
But a
shit,
lot of
though.
People in the black community actually had R. Kelly's back. Oh, are you going for celebrities, the best R&B
You
singer?
Know, it was a bit strange.
Until the tapes came out.
It was a bit strange. It was sort of like, it was feigning ignorance. You know what I mean? Because definitely feigning ignorance.
That's definitely true.
Because, like, bro, when I was a kid, like, I heard about the R. Kelly peeing on me.
Yeah.
You know, and we knew that was true.
I just associate peeing with R. Kelly.
Sorry?
No, but imagine R. Kelly's time. R. Kelly fucked up so hard because he had hard copies of his tapes.
He felt invincible.
No, but he had hard copies. Now with cellulars and phones and everything.
Yeah, but you can't even delete shit either, though.
That's it.
Yeah. You can't wipe something from your hard drive.
So I'm like, if somebody has a picture...
Yep.
If somebody has any type of digital information, he's fucked.
Gotta delete shit, man.
Not delete shit. You should just not film shit.
What'd you say? Just don't film shit?
Don't film shit.
Just don't
I mean,
do
at
it.
This point, no.
That's one of my paranoias of why I never had a sex tape. Like, I'm like, you remember that movie with Cameron Diaz?
Look straight into the camera.
Oh my goodness.
You remember that movie with Cameron Diaz and Seagull, whatever his name is?
Yes, Steve? The cloud.
Yeah, he's like, oh.
What's it called?
He was having sex with his wife, and then it saved in the cloud, and they had to go and destroy this... place where they had the hard drives and everything.
Okay.
He's like, it's in the cloud. But what is the cloud? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
And that's the thing. Everything keeps a paper trail.
Yeah.
Even if you delete it, it's still there. And these things, especially these people of power, with their weird fetishes and these cults. That's why when you go into these cults, the first thing you see is put your phone here. They scan you if you have anything that can record, and then you go in.
True.
Your only witness is your eyes and memory, and that's about it.
That's why you know you gotta get like those contact lenses that could record shit.
Imagine what's coming up next.
Oh yeah, the chip in your brain.
Yeah, nah, I put no chip.
And the thing is, you realize that the rumors were I'm not saying all of like the Mike Tyson thing. I don't honestly believe he did rape that girl. I honestly think it was for a payday.
Well, yeah, because sometimes it is definitely happens that way, you know?
And Pac, too, I'm very suspicious about that story,
because
too.
Sometimes it depends on how the, like, during the time, the type of, like, you know, like, Pac was making a lot of noise.
Yeah, yeah.
He was affecting a lot of change, talking against the police. You know, you can't do that shit. You know what I mean? Like, so, yeah, some
of it was
things,
the equivalent of putting that bag of weed and saying you were drug dealing. Mm. So then, yes. But I know for a fact that these guys, I knew about Diddy was something very suspicious when he used to do those parties in the Hamptons, the all-white parties.
Yeah, that's all what people joke about.
Every celebrity was like, yo, it's wild. It was only MVP and... You hear some shit and you don't even know if it's true or not. That's how big it was. And I'm like, these guys have so much power. A girl would come, all these groupies would come, and he was like, okay, do this. And she says no. And he's going to be like, you know who you're fucking talking to? I could destroy you like this. And from there, it just sadly goes to another level.
But the crazy thing is, abuse of power happens like at every level. You know what
course.
I mean? Like depending.
Oh, no, I agree.
Like from the, and I look at it like in a sense of, especially when we're talking about like the whole the stuff with Nickelodeon.
Ugh.
And you look at it and you ask yourself, like, who, like, in terms of, like, because like you said, yes, I could destroy you like that. But is it worth it in the long run for you to remain?
But I don't
because you become this, like, avatar or whatever you want to say. For like of that person, because they could abuse, do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Like, how do you kind of live with yourself?
But it's a God complex.
A lot of these people don't. They kind of bury themselves in like all these bad vices, right? Alcohol.
Yeah.
Drugs.
No, but it's a God complex. They've actually, when you listen to Puff certain interviews way back when.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like it's a privilege for you to be abused by me.
Damn.
When he was talking about That's making wow. the band, that was literally.
You gotta repeat that. I just like it. Run up. No, malfunction.
But, like the God complex that he had when making the band, he was literally telling them you should be considered as a privilege that's being abused
up.
By me.
I know that's really fucked.
Right?
Up.
I'm giving you an opportunity to change your life. Who are you? Who dare you to come tell
and
me no?
Any of them are any of them relevant today from making the band?
For sure not, because they saw certain things. They're like, fuck this life.
It's not just that. Diddy, there's no one from that's been side the Bad Boy with the exception of Biggie and
dead.
Mace. I'm just saying, I'm talking about that ever became bigger than
Mary J. Blige,
the producer. Yeah but Mary J. was such a short time frame.
Yeah
because remember
Mack
afterwards
became super religious.
Sorry,
Craig Mack became ultra
but that's
religious.
What I'm trying to say is like he's always overshadowed all of his his artists,
but they never lasted.
That's what I'm trying to say. Was it ever really worth it in the end? Because it's funny. Because I love Mace. Like Mace and Cameron.
Yeah.
Like I love those two. Like the pairing, right? Because they have a podcast. Well, podcast / sports show. And it's so funny because like Mace, you know Mace. Now he says basically he says what happened to Diddy now is his reparations. Basically is what Mace is saying for everything that like, you know, Diddy apparently was known for not paying his artists. He was known for like the whole abuse thing. So it's like,
he's a bit of a diva.
Does it make sense for you to go and literally work alongside the devil at this point? Right.
Well,
I'm not saying he is, but I'm just saying
but in the era that he blew up, the 90s, 2000, it was a dollar and a dream. Right.
Yeah.
And he was that shortcut. He was that guy that he was on top of the world where he can make you just like that. One appearance, French Montana, are the last ones. That's the last
it's
wave.
It's funny. Do they talk to French about him?
But French is not part of the team anymore. He did two albums and he was out.
Oh, he had left?
He was gone. And again,
I thought he was still affiliated.
Again, from what I remember, he's not into those things.
And no, I wouldn't think he is. He doesn't seem like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. But a lot of people were there momentarily. And everybody was like, what's going on? Like, how come? But it was very common in every big industry that these guys would like leech onto a group, even G Unit, for example. The group didn't stay long, two albums, and then they were out.
But that's because like you know, with 50's ego, it's kind of hard.
But everybody's their ego. Jay-Z with Rockefeller, his ego. Diddy
Dame
was
Dash's ego, to be honest.
Yeah, but it was always, there was no exception. Even Def Jam,
yeah,
like it was an ego thing, right? Because they had so much power.
But Def Jam had a lot of the biggest artists at the time.
Yeah, that was the hot spot. Yeah. Right? And then everything blew up. This is very common in Hollywood, even in the movie industry, it's the same thing, right? You sign into this label, you have this producer or this agent, and then
Names carry.
Clash of egos come about, and then they're like, you know, fuck off, I'll do it on my own. The problem about hip hop, especially in the 80s, 90s, 2000, it was going up so quickly, and all of a sudden it was something mainstream. It went from underground to mainstream. It was like that golden goose all of a sudden. If you made it big, but the artist has never made money.
Nope.
Never.
Nope. It was back then it was the record labels that were like benefiting. Labels.
So it was like modern slavery.
Oh, for sure.
From these guys from the ghettos, the hoods.
A lot of the older artists now, they have nothing.
They absolutely have nothing.
They have like nothing. They're like the forefathers, right?
The ones that made it, Ice Cube, Ice-T, LL Cool J, they all went to cinema.
They went to movies.
Yeah, that's where they made the money or they produced or whatever.
Yeah, you're right.
Because they can't stay there.
Ice Cube is still touring. He's coming here soon, actually.
Touring what?
Music. He's touring.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's coming to Montreal.
Yeah, but now he has the right to his things and whatever. Now everybody's independent. So
has his rights. Yeah, yeah.
But the issue was, Ice Cube went on a rampage last year about this whole, you know, power struggle of Hollywood, how they're racist, how they abuse of these, you know, these kids that started from the ghetto. They don't need any of
that. Oh, yeah, man. It's like you said, remember, like you said, when you talked about Shine took $1 million to take 10 years of jail time, right?
How many bad contracts did you hear in the early 2000s?
Oh,
these rap artists are many. Like, yo, you're going to give me a contract?
You literally signed their life away. If they did a movie, if they did commercials, anything they did, like most of it went to the what was it called? 360 deal.
Yeah.
Back then, yeah.
And it was crazy because they would give him like a half a mil up front.
Yeah.
And then you'll be like, oh shit, so there's so much more coming. But that was it.
They give him a half a mil up front, but then they charge him, oh, your music video costs $250,000. Oh, your tour, it's costing you $1 million. Oh, like, so by the end of it, the artist is in debt.
You know
how
much they were making off the dollar in the 2000s, the artists? Like the big artists, the Joe Budden when he was bumping.
Like even Jay-Z got.
Jay-Z was independent though.
Before. Was he always independent from the first?
Always independent from
Reasonable Doubt.
Reasonable Doubt was because nobody wanted to sign him.
Dope.
A lot of people didn't think he had skills. That's another story.
Yeah, yeah, that's when he stole from Jazzo.
That's it. But the most artists in average in the late 90s, early 2000s were making about 3 cents on the dollar.
Crazy.
Did you realize? So if you made $1 million in sales.
3 cents.
Fuck it.
Justin Bieber had a good contract. So it was 10 cents off the dollar. Justin Timberlake,
Timberlake.
10 cents off the dollar.
That's because he was white.
He was white. He had NSYNC.
Hey, I like JT. He's like,
and he had NSYNC behind him. That's the only reason why he had 10 cents off the dollar.
Mm. That's
but rappers
crazy.
Would be three. Some people had 1 cent off the dollar.
And now they overpay
this is
these
so
artists.
Sad.
Yeah, no. But they're mostly independent. So they bypassed the whole record label, right? You do it in your studio. And because of that, a lot of people were like, you know, they were living poorly or like under average. And all of a sudden, this guy comes up with his big Bentley and everything. He's like, I can make you a star. The cliche, right? The devil's contract thing. And he's like, what do I have to do? He's like, you got potential, but I need to take you to the next level. Sign right here. And that
sign
was
your
this.
Life away.
He's like, you might hate me. You might think it's abuse, but you'll see at the end that I'll be rich and you'll still be poor. It's written too small.
The fine print.
Just at the bottom.
Man, that shit is just so wild.
So when Diddy did his own thing, right? Because he used to work for another company before.
Yeah, I know. Entertainment.
Yeah, but
remember, he used to work for.
Was it Virgin or was it no? Was
oh, you mean when he was
under L.A. Reeves?
Yes, that's LaFace Records.
LaFace Records.
Yeah,
he was a co-producer, and then he understand how the business was, and he opened his own label.
Smart.
And then it was modern slavery.
Yeah.
But his tagline was, "I'm doing this for the streets." Yeah. Okay.
Kill the monster and become the monster.
You know.
And now that you know that now he's a billionaire, and I'm pretty much sure there's still a setup.
There's a who?
I honestly still believe.
Yeah.
Still believe. And now this might be a little bit controversial. But I believe that, yes, he is a monster. He is probably guilty of many sins.
Well.
But the reason why
he's not guilty of everything.
Probably not, but I'm pretty much sure there's another force behind all this.
Yeah, of course. That's the scenario. I think that's what you were asking, right?
Like, what is the elite?
But that's what I said. The kingpin.
Oh, yeah. They want to bring him down.
You got to knock out.
It's not
one.
Kingpin. It's kingpins.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think
okay, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. No, because it's not like before where you had a neighborhood.
But
now,
they say your arms are not long enough to box with God. Basically, yeah. Like mm-hmm. he thought he started becoming. Probably bigger than what he
flew too close to the sun.
He flew too close to the sun.
Yeah,
Icarus.
Yeah.
Icarus, yes.
Like Icarus, yeah.
And that's what happened because I feel like he was on the big leagues now. He was a billionaire. He was a mogul. He had the vodka. He was this. And he was talking
too
much.
He did sue a lot of liquor companies. Mm. He did wage war with a lot of them. So that's true. That's
and then
true.
They probably knocked on the big, you know, white billionaire in the back that's been billionaire for 100 years.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, all right,
you
eliminate.
Pissed me off.
Yeah, it's
you
true.
You pissed me off.
And they were like, okay.
Or he was a pawn the whole time. They're like, okay,
and
that's over.
That's true, too.
Time out. You're done.
But that's one of the reasons why I think Jay-Z is disappearing. He's like, yo, I know.
I never liked that guy. He's so...
Who?
Jay-Z.
He's a businessman.
He's a businessman, yeah.
Bad vibes. I don't know. Give me bad
vibes. I don't get no vibes.
There's so much controversy with him and Beyonce.
I don't know. God.
How he has her on drugs and how he controls all her faith. There is. That's why Solange is all the whole scandal that happened in the elevator.
She's not close to her sister anymore, right?
No, she doesn't.
Yeah,
even the parents.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
no, I think the mom
father
and her
was
still,
the manager.
Yeah, here and there. But the father, he used to be the manager.
Yeah, the father used to be the manager.
He got pushed out.
Like at some point, like, you know, he, you know, she got married, bro. Like you can't be always.
Still can be the manager.
Yeah.
You know. I'm just saying. The husband, he probably was like, yo, who's going to take you to the next level? You know what I mean? And I mean, she is go to the next level, technically, since after they
she
got
has
married.
She has the final level now.
Huh?
She is.
She literally is final level. Mm. Do you guys hear about this stuff, though? Like in the, because maybe I'm not too close to it, but like I say, the rock industry or the you know, alternative. Like
are you talking about like different genres?
Yeah, different genres, like the level of abuse and these type of scandals. Like you never hear about this shit like elsewhere.
It's true,
no, it's always the same stories with the white people.
Like, I've never heard
it's
a
like
lot of gospel
contracts.
Country.
But actually, that's what I was going to ask. The bad contracts. Did you really, like, hear
not
about,
as
like,
bad. Because there's nothing easier to manipulate than a desperate man.
Yeah, of course.
People from the rock genre country, they're, like, happy in their little farm. So at the end of the day, and I'm being very stereotypical.
I feel like
here,
every country artist
happy
is independent.
My little farm.
Yeah, yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
I don't know why, but
I don't feel like they're like, okay, like, if you give me this, and okay, as long as I can feed and whatever, whatever, whatever.
But country artists, they make
they
it big,
man. They
don't
live on farms. They live on
no,
ranches.
But look, guys, don't get it twisted. They make money.
They make a lot of money.
They make hell of money.
That is
I think Brooks there, God, he has the one that has most diamond...
Garth Brooks?
Yeah, he has the one that has the most
plaques?
Diamond plaques.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah,
I'm not surprised.
But they're quiet.
But they are
rich
very
people.
Close
you don't hear
knit,
nothing.
But they're very close knit.
Because they're very family and very religious. That's another thing that comes into play.
Hmm.
They're very close to, you know, the church ways in the purest sense.
Hmm.
So they're all mostly family orientated. They make the money, they go back home. Like you'll hear here and there the little gossip
story.
They had
a shit fit about playing Beyonce's new song on country.
Yeah, that happened, but that lasted all of like
of course it
a
didn't.
Couple hours because there was this one radio station like we're only playing country music, like country artists or country music on this station, and then like it literally took like an hour or two all of Beyonce's Beehive or whatever you call them there, like they basically
but isn't that toxic?
Bombarded.
Doesn't that show you how toxic that is?
What is?
I think they were trying to get attention. I think that
for
radio
sure.
station that did that. Was trying to get attention by making that statement.
I think they were just ignorant because they didn't know country was black.
I mean,
that's pretty much it.
Country's country.
But country was created by a black person.
Race, you know?
No, but it was created by black people. So for you to call it, she can't be country.
Yeah.
She's black. That's the
but
first
but it's like saying white people can't do rap or they can't
do
hip hop.
No, but that I get.
No, but no, I don't. I never got that. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. Everybody should be able to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
So you coming and saying Beyonce, because she's. Somebody made a comment that, she's trying to fuck up another genre.
Yeah,
something like
yeah.
that. And I'm like, but if you don't like, don't listen. And that's
it. Is that serious? And I bet you she's going to be like, but the whole rumor is like, I know Taylor Swift is not country, but she sort of kind of like.
She started there.
The whole rumor is because they want to, like, it's like her and Beyonce and Taylor Swift have like kind of unspoken beef.
Because of Kanye West.
Because of that. They have an unspoken beef that's been going on for like.
10 years. Yeah.
And Taylor has always won best
album
category. You see where I'm going with this? Beyonce has never won Best Album category, shit. Even though like.
But I agree. Why though?
Well, I don't know why. But okay. But before my thing is, she's gonna come out with this country album, and they're gonna give her best.
You think? Yeah?
She's gonna get it. She's gonna get it based off of this, and it's kind of like. Apparently, she's kind of doing it in a way to kind of like rub it in.
But the industry says she never got it because there are 25 writers, 17 producers on every album.
Oh, is that what they said? That's and what that makes said. Sense.
Taylor Swift writes really, her shit, yeah. produces
but
her
Taylor
shit.
But Taylor writes her own stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah,
own
yeah,
stuff. Even though it's all like, you so, know,
Adele would win shit. It. Adele would win it. Oh, you know,
Adele,
things like
to me, Adele's my
but that's the truth
my lady,
because
man.
Beyonce's not the Beyonce we used to know. She has a whole team behind her now.
That's
yes.
true.
So if you give her the best album, that pretty much means. You're giving it to all.
But has that never happened before?
I don't think there's.
I
a
have
big,
to look into
as
that.
As big of a machine
now you got
behind
me curious.
Beyonce.
No, anyway. I'm talking about like in general, like best album winners. Generally, are they like? Because it's true. A lot of times when you saw best album winners, they would be like this obscure yeah. artist or group that you never really, other than Taylor, who usually dominates. But a lot of times, how many times have you heard like, for example, like Esmeralda Spalding, the you know what I mean, or like the random people that win, and you're like. But how?
Was she
there
ever
was Del
in
Rey
that
won it too 1 year.
Lana Del Rey.
But she writes her stuff too, no?
Lana Del Rey is, yeah.
She's a big writer. Oh, that's what I'm saying.
But was Beyonce ever in the category?
Yeah, yeah.
Every yeah, she's a writer. Beyonce's a writer too.
No, she's talking about category best album.
Yeah,
yes. yeah, yeah. She, oh, was yeah, she loses.
Okay, so she was nominated.
She's the one, wait, but you have to understand, she's the one who has won the most Grammys.
Yes.
Yeah.
But in every
but
other
never,
category except album
never
of the year.
That's what she takes that personally.
So what, they have super
criteria? She literally wins like best
that,
this,
because
best
that's the only
song.
Thing that's missing to her.
That's the one thing that's missing for her.
Interesting.
It's like how it was for Denzel and Leo when it comes to like,
oh, yeah,
you know, the Oscars.
Did Denzel ever win an Oscar?
Yeah.
He did. Remember when it was for Training Day?
Training
so people were mad because
that's
he
not
did Malcolm X, he did like Philadelphia, he did like all these great movies, but the one movie where he plays like a bad guy or whatever, or like, you know, crooked, that's the one that they give him the Oscar for.
But the one that I feel that got hustled the most was DiCaprio.
Leo. Yeah, he did.
Got hustled.
Because the one that he won was like...
It was the Reverend.
Yeah.
Was that like, was the worst movie I've seen.
It was like...
It was all right, but...
It's almost like they're trying to like make fun of them.
No, they blacklist certain things.
They kind of like, I don't know, they snub them in a way. Like,
I think so.
Don't tell us what to do.
Don't tell... Yeah, no, but I think that's what happens.
Yeah,
but then they talk about, for Grammys, it's a whole committee, right? But the committee is usually other artists who vote, right?
Like, and that's why they don't want to give it to her, because there's so many producers and writers behind her machine. Mm. She's like, you're only getting succeeding because you have multi-billion-dollar people behind you.
Huh.
You're cheating. It's like you on steroids.
But
that's how they explain it.
Then why nominate them?
Then yeah.
Why bother?
No,
I agree
they cannot not nominate them because of how much sales they're doing. So just saying we are giving you attention because in the number category, you are there. That's why she wins best. You know,
I gotta go back because maybe you might have a point. Because I was like,
that's
I'm
what
curious
it was
to
discussed.
See about
wasn't
everyone
my opinion.
Who won
it's all
best
manipulation,
album.
Man. It's all
no,
manipulation.
Because I saw this video on YouTube where they were explaining why it's hard to give it to her. In that sense,
it's still kind of fucked up in a sense.
But it doesn't make sense.
But which album would you give it to her? Lemonade.
It doesn't make sense.
That's the only.
That's
album.
That's the one. Yeah.
That's the only one.
You know, yeah.
And
that's
that
the one
year,
I was trying to remember.
And
that's
that
the
year
one.
She lost to Taylor Swift.
Like she, bro.
That's the one with Kanye
look,
West.
If Taylor
wins.
Swift is in the category, you're gonna lose.
I don't
but
know.
You have to give credit.
What is the big thing with her? Like,
I don't know.
I'm not a Swiftie. I don't care much
don't
for
Swiftie
music.
But
like,
Swiftie is the female version of Biebers. What were they called?
Beliebers. No, Swifties are even bigger, man.
Yeah, now,
like
yeah.
the fact
now.
The fact that these people caused an earthquake. You know, when they had that whole at a concert. Like, you know, that's.
But I don't
look,
get it.
I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift. I find her really kind
but
of
I gotta respect her art.
Strange. Like in a sense of like I feel kind of like
weird
even
vibe.
When she wins, it really seems fake. You know what I mean? Mm. Like
well, you're mad because what she did to Celine Dion?
Actually, I didn't like that.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Celine Dion's the queen, bro.
Yeah.
What did she do?
She snubbed
because
her
she's
hard.
The one who gave her the award.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
And she didn't like give her attention. She just took the thing and put it in the speech. But then she in the
backstage,
back room.
Yeah.
She was like, "Sorry, I was overwhelmed," and blah blah blah.
Which
but people
sense.
Were like, "You weren't overwhelmed."
But now you're going. Everything's going to be under a microscope, so you can't do no flaw.
She
but
had to get that picture backstage.
Yeah.
Because if she didn't get that picture backstage,
but she couldn't know that there was backlash already. It was too quick.
It was very quick.
It's impossible.
But that's because I ain't gonna lie. That's because of black people. Because a lot of...
Yeah.
Because black people love Celine Dion. Don't ask me why.
Yeah, that I still... I'm not even a fan.
Bro,
personally.
Even when I was
She's
a kid...
Soul.
Like, yes... But
that's so.
No, yeah, but her whole story is the Aaliyah version, the white.
Yo, she has a messed up story too. She has a messed up story too.
She got the messed up story.
But like, it is
she
what
she married
it,
her devil. But
people accepted it.
Yeah. Like, they forgave her because
this
it's silly
is so
deal.
Weird. And but the thing is, you can't blame her. She's not the one who's in the wrong. Let's be honest. She
well,
wasn't.
Would you blame Cassie to go back with Diddy?
Huh?
Would you blame Cassie going
what
back
do you
to
mean?
Diddy?
So, this is the difference.
Okay.
Because I don't, Celine, from my understanding, her and Renee never split, right?
No, they died.
They stayed together till the end.
Yeah.
So that's what, what'd she say? Like,
the guy died.
Yeah, I know. I know. But well, that's what I'm trying so to aggressive. Say. Like, she never got that opportunity to leave. So it's different for
but
like Cassie.
But you know, they Wait. Have the difference of 30 something
Yeah,
years.
Which is wild.
He was her manager while
yeah.
she was
a kid,
yes,
bro.
Yes.
And so that's what I'm saying.
And the whole, their kids is a whole mysterious story.
Doesn't her
too.
Older son no longer talk to her?
So? Yeah. Oh. I think they were saying it was a clone. But anyway, the
what?
Rumors. Yeah, when he had the long hair and the whole thing, he wasn't even hers. It was an incubator.
I can't.
Like a whole other.
No, this is like the Kate Middleton thing right now.
Oh, did you hear
right
about
now.
Her?
Oh, she
no,
has
I
cancer, finally.
Yo, but I
yeah,
can't.
People
no.
are such fucking
idiots. The
video, idiots.
Apparently, people are convinced it's
AI
generated.
It was a clone
generated.
Of someone else.
It's like.
No, but that's why she had to come, because they were saying.
That's not enough.
They were saying, oh, even when she came out with the video?
That video
yeah,
is not enough.
They're saying that the video is fake.
All over TikTok, it's AI.
I hate you people.
You saw the whole thing about the ring? The
oh,
ring disappeared,
the
never reappeared. It must be that.
The bench.
I hate
the
you,
bench.
Internet.
Yo, this is so sick. This woman is like,
the woman is fighting
alone.
Cancer.
Like, leave her alone, bro.
But the myth is now, no, they want a divorce, so he wants to kill her, and this is why
yeah,
all this
apparently
is fake.
She's dead.
So he's going to give her cancer, and he's going to kill her.
No, yeah. No, don't do this.
It's, apparently she's
it's
dead
Princess
already.
Diana all over
That's
again.
That's why I said, guys, don't do this.
But the modern version.
It's so sick. TikTok is sick. And now you know the bridge, that bridge
yeah.
in
yeah,
Baltimore?
Yeah, in Baltimore.
Yo, what about it's a cyber attack. It's all kinds of fucked
cyber
up
attack.
Shit. Yeah, it's a
because
cyber
the lights went out on the, on
yeah.
the
it
ship,
was glitching.
But it lost power.
So they decided to cyber attack a boat that was going under
a bridge.
A bridge.
Yeah, but it's
there's something going
right
on.
Right now the supply chain is impacted like
big time.
Severely
on a
big time.
In Baltimore.
Baltimore, yeah. Well,
no,
US.
No. It's a big one.
It's
though.
A
yes,
US
yes,
thing.
Yes.
It's not just a Baltimore
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
it's
one
a US
of the biggest
thing.
Lines.
Yeah.
It's one of the biggest lines.
So that's why, but it's, it, but yo, that video was wild though. That video.
The way
was
the bridge
wild.
Felt like Legos.
Yo.
Fascinated me.
Bro.
No, but I was just, at first I thought.
I thought it was fake.
So did I. You
Same.
Know those little toys? I was like, oh. And then I'm like, wait, that's real.
But
like,
to be fair. And, you know, like you know, still condolences, but the fact that it was only six people that died.
Because what happened was
it was construction workers.
No, the guys on the boat had enough time
to
give
mayday.
A signal.
Yeah, mayday.
And so they stopped. They halted
And the people
the
that died were the ones in construction.
Yeah,
that's all I can say. It was the construction
there.
Guys.
I was like, shit.
There were six, seven cars on it.
You saw the cars driving fast and shit.
Yeah.
Imagine you're like the last person who just finished crossing.
I was like, please, God, no. And then I was like, oh, thank God. And then they tell me those construction workers. I was like,
yeah. But they actually rescued some, which is crazy too.
Wasn't it just two survivors?
Yeah, but still, think about it. The debris from a falling bridge.
Shit.
It's like the one that happened here in Laval.
That's fucked up.
7 years ago on the 19th. A piece of the bridge fell from Concord.
Yeah, peace. This is a whole fucking
Seven
bridge.
Seven people died.
No, but
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's crazy that they actually rescued two people. Like, this whole bridge fell apart. It wasn't even
like,
just like a piece.
Took,
the way that thing came
all
down.
All it took was for this ship to go boom.
Yeah, but that's...
No,
but that's,
but think about it. Like, I watched another video where
it was
like,
the main...
Compared
one of the, main.
The size of the ship and everything. Yeah, like, it was... Pretty
yeah, but
impactful.
It makes me wonder, you know, those movies when aliens come or like there's an attack and then these planes hit the bridge.
Yeah.
The bridge never falls like
in
that.
In the movies, huh?
Like it just.
The plane blows up.
Yeah.
But the bridge always stays.
The
like it remained because of the cords and everything. But
Independence
now,
Day, yeah. baby.
Exactly. Now you're just saying like, tink. Brr.
Nope. Exactly. Yo, it's wild, bro.
That's
but I ain't going to lie. Like, I'm like, oh, the conspiracy theories are going to come with this one.
And they are.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have a lot of free time on the internet.
No, but
so.
It's really vicious.
So much.
Like, TikTok really makes you diseased. Like, your brain is diseased.
What's going on with the aliens in Miami?
What's now?
Oh, isn't that over?
That was last year, no?
What was it
a couple
Las
of
Vegas?
Months ago. No, it was
with
in
the
Miami.
Shadows or whatever.
In the
like 10 feet people with all the cars and the helicopters.
Bro,
in the backyard.
Much,
In no, the in the mall.
In the mall.
Yes.
You guys know how much shit with aliens comes out all the time? They always
I still don't know what happened, though. There were so many cop cars and helicopters.
They
and they grounded
said
planes.
It was a bunch of kids.
Yeah, but they grounded planes in Miami.
Like I said, they said it was a bunch of kids. We have to believe them,
with
right?
Sticks.
With sticks.
Yes.
With stilts?
So and everybody was like, yeah, there was aliens 10 feet. But I'm like, everybody has a fucking phone. Nobody filmed.
Yeah, but even that is not even, you can't take it into consideration with AI.
I know, man.
Nothing. Yo, everything's a lie. We could be AI.
Sometimes.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
I'm not even going to lie. Less work. I was like, what if we're like a whole simulation, man?
We
and
are.
And I don't want to be that guy.
Actually, we're going to talk about that on the next pod. Because somebody approached me talking about the pod we spoke about God.
Yeah.
And we're going to jump into it in a different angle, including the simulation theory.
So, like Matrix, like we're going to wake up?
Somewhat.
Interesting.
For me, it's not even like Matrix.
We're an avatar.
I give up.
We're so submerged into this game that we're an avatar.
I just want to be left alone. Leave me alone. Like and subscribe.
Let me live.
Like and subscribe. I don't
like
know. Anyway.
Like and subscribe. Leave me alone, but like and subscribe. Follow us too.
I still need validation.
Wow. But before we conclude this, I just want to be clear about something. These stories about Diddy and these people in power and this harassment and this, you know, this over sexualization, pedophilia.
Yeah.
It is real.
Oh, yeah.
It happens. Sex trafficking is real.
Is real. Now, to what extent or to jump to conclusions right away just because somebody's being accused, I feel is complicated now.
We do that all the time.
Exactly.
Days.
It's really hard to navigate through this and see what is true or almost true. Because we just have to remember, you're not guilty until proven guilty.
Yeah.
And there's always, 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 regardless if you're guilty or not, mm-hmm. there's somebody behind all this.
Yeah. 100%.
Pushing a narrative for you or against you.
Yep.
For whatever reason it is. Mm-hmm. And you could be guilty, but we can make you guiltier. The same way you're not guilty because we have erased certain things.
That's 100%. True too.
But one thing my father always said, the expression is in French. I'm going to try to translate it.
Say it in French first.
Say, now I forgot what it was. God, but it had to do with the horse.
You're a simulation. Who are you?
I was going to say he's a clone. He's not the real sin.
Who are you?
Pretty much what it says, that even if you put an animal out of his nature, he'll go back to his nature.
Yes.
Oh, like you can take out something, but you can't take out the whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
he'll eventually go
totally
back.
I totally butchered that.
He'll
you
eventually
take the boy out of the
back.
Hood, but
you
can't take the
I'm
hood
saying?
Out of the boy.
You're a simulation now.
I am.
You're glitching?
You're glitching.
Now they're going to zoom in on all the videos and be like, yeah, she's AI.
Don't zoom in on me, though.
Yeah, totally be careful. AI. They're going to check your ring if it disappears or
yeah,
not. And,
yeah, yeah. I really think, honestly, that all of these events that they make into these big like mainstream things is distractions.
A definitely. Lot of it is distractions.
It's so distracting because the minute that we bring out other things that are even more serious, like you mentioned, sex trafficking.
You know how many yeah.
and like all of these countries that are experiencing genocide and stuff yep. like that.
Yep.
Right now, as we speak, and all we care about are these.
Forget
people?
Even you don't even have to go that
but
far. Different countries,
but you're forgetting something that is very major. This year is an election year.
That's where I was going at. Like you don't even have to talk about countries.
Man.
You're talking about elections. You could talk about different laws that are generally being passed under the radar while everyone else is focused on different things. There's so much that happens. And like, yo, I used to be so like adamant that people were conspiracy theorists when it came to a lot of this stuff. But now, as you get older, you're like, yo, that guy who was talking that crazy shit.
He's right.
He probably wasn't that crazy.
Nope.
You know what I mean? Like saying that this is a hoax, this is a lie. A lot of stuff, it's really to cover up other things that are happening, man.
Like the same
but the thing
the
is,
crazy.
Sadly, we'll never really know
yeah.
the full truth.
No.
And that's something I have to be in peace with because the people controlling these Muppets or the media or the information, because they're not necessarily controlling the media, they're controlling our attention.
Because mm-hmm. yeah.
the information could slip, like, you know, the truth is out there. But they're like, hey, look. Something really interesting here. And then you're like, oh, yeah, I'll be back at that. And boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And the algorithm, what happens is it bombards you with things that you like or what is happening right now. So now I go on my YouTube page, it's only Candace Owen and Diddy. That's all I'm seeing. And The Bridge. Those are the only three things.
Right.
And now, because of Kendrick, The whole, that's all my YouTube channel. I open my YouTube right now. That's all there is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, and Jay Shetty that got exposed.
What happened to him now?
What happened? Yo, you must be so happy.
I knew it.
Did he really get exposed? Yeah, like officially, officially?
His past stories were
fake?
Semi-fake.
Semi-fake.
Semi-fake. Like it was, like he did go to India.
He embellished.
A lot.
Interesting.
And then they're saying now that his whole $7,500 course to become a life coach. I sent it to our friend. First thing I did.
Of course.
And she's like, I knew you were sending it to me.
Oh, man.
Because everybody knew my opinion about him.
Yes, we all know.
Because I got beef with him the minute I found out that he was copying quotes.
You don't even say his name properly. You do it on purpose. Jay Shetty.
Jay Shetty.
If you notice, he doesn't actually say Jay
Shetty.
He also
does that to Guy Ritchie. I even corrected him. And he still says Gay Ritchie.
Gay Ritchie.
Yeah, he loves. Yeah, he loves the man's movies and shows.
Love his movies. No, but I have nothing against the guy.
I know, I know.
I'm sure he's gay. But anyway, Gay Ritchie.
I actually started a gentleman.
Loved it.
Fucking good. I love the writing. Yeah. I love the writing.
Yes, he is.
Visuals are good, but the writing is even better. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, yeah. So back to Jay Shetty.
Damn.
He got exposed on his school overpaying people and that his story was based on absolutely.
Interesting.
He was in that religion way before. Mm-hmm. It was a family thing. And then he says he saw this monk by, like, you know, his friend pushed him to go. That was not true. He actually knew the monk personally already. And then he said he went on this, like, this whole
spiritual
journey, yeah, in India, but he was in India for 2 months. So, you know, he put a little bit of sprinkles.
But the thing is, don't we all?
Put some sugar on it?
We all do.
Yeah, but I'm not making many millions.
I can't stand here and say I haven't said or
I like
done
how you
something.
Said that many.
Well, what'd you say? You haven't sprinkled that much?
No, I'm like, I'm not making that many millions to actually, like,
but
to
I'm
take
saying,
the high road of, yeah, we all
But I'm
are.
Just saying that probably
I'll
Jay Shetty.
My story for money.
Shetty?
Okay. I'm not repeating myself. He probably didn't think he would ever be this big. So he probably thought he was going to get away with it.
That's
like
probably
most
true.
Of us do.
He wrote 4 books, for God's sake.
I understand, but do you know how many people write books and are not
So what
that
is he, a
big?
Victim?
But
here's
the,
no, I'm not saying
but
that.
My,
I could
here's
care
a
less.
Crazy.
I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying, like, come on, we all embellish.
Let me tag
at some
in for
point.
A second.
It's just that he, unfortunately, he's under a big microscope.
Let me tag like, in for all. A second. Let me tag in for a second.
Okay.
Because I want to thank you. I want to build off of what you said. Because the craziest part is, though, I don't follow this guy, but. With all the books that he wrote,
how to be a monk
and all that shit, yeah. Whatever, but people still somewhat found some type
of course
usefulness.
A broken clock is still right twice a day.
I know
it
Sen.
Doesn't make it valuable,
but the fact of the matter is he apparently
well,
changed lives
for
people
two times.
Adopted his shit, yeah. You know, like, and it seemed to have worked, I guess, for a subset of people. Look at me. I'm being devil's advocate for once. And
this is the second time, actually.
Huh?
You've done this twice. Last pod, you did that, too.
Oh, God.
You vacationing with him?
Oh, shit. Long story short, I'm
he
just
was
saying.
Whispering shit in your
I'm
ear
just saying,
at night.
There was a niche and there was a need for whatever he was
yeah,
selling.
For
that
sure.
Crack that he was pushing, people were buying. You know what I'm saying?
It's kind of like it was the perfect little combination that he didn't expect. You know?
Maybe
it was at the right
I'm
moment.
Get, I'm
going
right to get the
poor
audiobook.
Thing, I'm so sorry.
I could care less.
I hope
he
I didn't offend you, Jay Shetty.
You
sorry
know,
for your lies.
You see,
you didn't know.
This is his bias because of the whole
but
life coaches.
I don't
coaches.
Care. I really don't care about
me
this
neither.
Guy.
No, no,
I really don't.
So let me put it to the camera. I'm really sorry if you feel a certain type of way. I didn't know. Thanks to Sedalia and Jason today that opened my eyes and realized that maybe... You know, you taking so much million of dollars to, you know, innocent.
I didn't know we said all that.
Naive people. But you didn't know that you were become a star.
No, right, hold on a second. I don't give a shit about him.
What is this?
I'm just saying. Exactly. What the fuck is he doing?
What are you? What?
And I'm really sorry. And like, please forgive me.
I've never seen you say sorry this many times.
And it's a, you know what I hate about it? Is that he's fucking bringing us into this
I'm
shit.
I'm like, don't drag me down.
Fuck him.
You guys are playing devil's advocate. So let me be the
devil's advocate.
So let me play God's angel. So,
I didn't play
you know,
nothing.
Forgive everybody.
God,
he was
God's,
a victim too. He
I'm
was a
on
victim
offense.
Too.
God's least favorite.
I'm always
angel.
On offense.
So maybe I could say the same thing about Diddy.
Yeah, everybody. You could say the same thing about
Absolutely.
Everybody.
Absolutely. Okay. Everybody.
Epstein, R. Kelly.
What did Epstein do again?
All I'm saying,
he didn't know. But he didn't know. He was just trying to make everybody a masseuse.
But I think it's a. I'm just saying,
like, these people are being okay. They did horrible things. We're not gonna.
I wouldn't
that.
Say Jay Shetty did horrible.
No,
things.
No, no. But I'm just saying.
Well, he
other
took
people,
money.
I'm
from
just saying
people.
Other people.
Well, a lot of people do that. Huh?
But there's a lot of people. These unknowns, okay, like regular people, like us in this room, that have done horrible, horrible, horrible things. But we're not wasting any time on that.
Like no. Who?
Like, come on. Like, these documentaries with these horrible people that do these evil things.
But they're
people.
Doing documentaries about them, so somewhere along the way, they're being accounted.
Yeah, but like...
I mean, there are others that haven't been
but
caught.
There's so many that are going undiscovered. There's tons of Epsteins out there.
I agree with you, though.
So wait, because there's a lot of people that haven't get caught, we shouldn't...
That's
be...
not what I'm saying.
No, that's
mouth.
Not what she's saying. That's not what she's saying.
What are you saying? Say what you're saying. Say it.
Why are you being so aggressive, bro?
Say it.
Is it because the time is running?
No,
we're
no, we got
good.
Time. We got time.
I'm just saying that we put so much focus on just these individuals because it's always shoved in our face.
Yeah, oh, for sure, for sure.
Okay, and we're just little sheep too.
So what would you suggest? I get
there's
your...
nothing to suggest. I'm just.
I think
saying,
she's just making a statement.
I'm just saying that, yeah, it's just a statement.
But what does this statement exactly? No, and again, this is not an attack. Oh, I'm just trying to understand.
I'm immune, man.
No, but what I'm just trying Fuck to say is like, because imagine somebody getting caught stealing and he's like, yo, but you know how many people steal
feel,
and don't
feel...
get caught?
No,
and
it's
so
not
what?
An excuse. I'm not saying it's an
so
excuse.
What is it?
I just feel that it's so bizarre how we're conditioned as a society that we're constantly looking at just these main characters constantly. But
you
it's
know
like,
why?
But we're not acknowledging that it's happening all the time. Why is this
board,
such
yeah.
a big deal? Why is this more important than other
there's
things?
Probably
there,
like 1,000 Diddy's
so
running around
people.
In Hollywood right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but there's only one Diddy.
No,
and
I know, but there's 1,000
so
Diddy's when I mean
because
like...
Because that will get
so
clicks,
much.
That will sell
yeah.
articles.
But that's what I'm saying.
The media.
That's what I'm saying. It's like...
TMZ and WorldStar was based on that.
It's really fucked up. You know, this Western world is going to shit.
But tell me one thing. So let's just say I give you a story of somebody that sold fake makeup products, right?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you about it.
Yeah.
You hear, you're like, oh, that's fucked up, and you move on.
Yeah.
If I tell you Kim Kardashian's brand of makeup gets worked on sweatshops and everything like that, you'll be more shocked because she's a public figure.
I could care less, to be honest.
But it would still have
but
a bigger
I,
impact.
But what you're saying, the impact that she would create would be far greater,
exactly.
obviously. Yeah.
Great power comes great impact, not responsibility.
100%.
If you're a nobody and you know you just become a nobody, that
there
got
was
caught.
A time where that was used for good. We'll say, Angime. We'll say, but there was a time where it carried weight, but it carried valuable weight. Now it's more about the dollar signs. It's more about the influence.
What happened to the Kardashians?
Oh, they're still there, you know.
I haven't heard anything
they're
about them
there.
In like
now,
almost
now
a year.
Now it's the Kylie Jenner dance that's trending. I mean,
what Kylie
dance,
Jenner dance?
Lack of dancing. So
you
literally,
outgrew them, buddy.
Literally.
Congratulations.
Oh, that's what happened.
No. That's what happened.
She just literally did this, and everybody's now making this trending.
So she's
video.
Still a thing?
Oh, she's always a thing, that girl.
For sure. They're billionaires.
She's always a thing, that girl. Yo,
yeah. And Kanye West pretty... here and there wants to see his kids. That's pretty much where it goes.
Welcome back, Easy.
You know what I mean? He's like the Donald Trump of hip hop.
I can't stand your ass, Kanye.
But,
I love
him.
As I said, welcome back.
I love him.
He makes things interesting. I'll say that.
Like again, like there's certain things that he says that's outlandish, but there's certain things that are true.
Every time people mention Kanye West, I always think of his ex, Julia Fox. I've been compared to Julia Fox three times.
No, I would never do that to you.
I was at a restaurant.
I hope pre-cocaine Julia Fox.
Yeah, this freaking waiter comes up to me. He's like, I'm sorry, this is going to sound so strange. He's like, but you look, I thought you were Kanye West's girlfriend, Julia Fox. I don't know if that's a compliment or not. And I'm like, hold on.
So who's Julia Fox again?
There was the one that he was dating. She looked like really cracked out, bro.
No, but it was like before, like when she like
this was before Amber
like,
Rose.
It's
no,
true.
This was recent. This was after Kim,
the one he married.
No, before her.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
Meme.
Yeah.
The one who did like shaved
muse.
Off her eyebrows and she was doing all this weird shit.
I was his muse.
Yes,
muse.
So I've had it three times. I was at work and somebody looked at me. I don't know if you've ever been told, but you look a lot like Julia Fox before. She was a crackhead.
Because she did look pretty before.
But
what she did to him.
I looked at it and I was shocked. It is
these
true.
Fake victories.
Fake victories.
Oh, I looked like her before she was all crack.
What fake victory?
Whoa, calm down.
I am the original. I am older. Okay, la.
You're older than her?
She looks
like
me.
She looks old as fuck.
Damn.
No, there's probably, you know, at least...
We all have doppelgangers.
5,000 people. I found mine.
Who?
Oh, I'll show it to you.
I saw a guy that looked exactly like you one time. I was is that him?
You just see me everywhere, but no. It's okay.
I've never had a doppelganger.
No, seriously. This guy looked
identical. I'll show you a video. Even my kids thought it was me.
Was he here?
No.
He was in another country?
He was Algerian, too.
Maybe, maybe singing. Maybe it was a deep fake. It was a deep fake.
Hey, you sing too.
No, I don't sing. I rap.
You rap, whatever.
He sings.
Isn't that singing?
No, that's...
Yeah, you know, he wasn't a bad rapper. I heard some of his shit.
Yeah. Of course you made me hear that
really?
Stuff.
He for sure forgets. I must eliminate you now.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, he's good.
We were bumping that shit while driving.
Yeah, he's...
on a shit system.
No,
you know that car that only had one speaker?
Oh, yeah.
Did you forget?
I didn't forget.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
But anyway, so in conclusion, the world is fucked. And it seems that it's okay because...
And if next episode I glitch, it's because he eliminated me.
Yeah, it's like the Ryan Garcia thing that is like, listen, this is my thing. I'm healthy, so if something happens to me...
Oh, the contract?
Yeah.
I'm just putting it out there.
Why would I kill you?
Why?
You're so entertaining. See that laugh? I'm pretty much sure I'm in a simulation right now.
Yes.
And on that note...